The opinions and commentary expressed on the program you're about to hear do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or its advertisers, but it may weigh heavily on what's between your ears. It's the Krieger Files with Dave Krieger, brought to you by a network of radio stations who care about the communities they serve. Alexa, turn on the Krieger Files.
Yeah, really. You think Alexa's ever going to get the clue, huh? That's the reason we keep playing it, because maybe somebody will turn it on and go, give me the Krieger Files, and Alexa will go, who's that? Welcome to Veterans Day. For those of you like me who served, thank you. And of course, wreath laying ceremony. He'll be lucky if he doesn't stumble and fall during the process. He was having a hard time on the beach last weekend, which seems like this is where he spent most of his time when not trying to send more billions of our tax dollars to Ukraine. Yeah, we'll say Bernie Sanders.
I'm not talking about Bernie the knife. You know, he likes to tie up his victims with nylon stockings. I just break out in goosebumps when I think about it.
Yeah, no, I was doing my Truman Capote there from In Cold Blood. Because Lord knows how many veterans have shed their blood and came home in a body bag. Right? None of them did, right? They're veterans. That's why they served and they're still around. If they were fallen heroes, then they would be celebrated on Memorial Day. Some people get that confused. We should not. So the exit poll released by the Democratic polling firm Blueprint. You really need to know how the other side thinks, because after all, we do live in a uniparty system that's basically two parties disguised into one. And now that the voters have overwhelmingly said, hey, we've had enough of this, this polling firm Blueprint decided they were going to conduct a poll to find out why Harris lost. And the leading issue was the grocery store, the gas pump, and everything else. It's inflation. Well, you can thank the Fed and the Treasury Department and everything else, everybody else involved. You can thank our fiat money system. But the Fed especially, and Jerome Powell has already said, I don't care if Trump asks me to resign, I'm not going to resign. So what the House has done, don't know if you'd heard this or not, but what the House has done, the House of Representatives had decided in its infinite wisdom that we need to put into law a measure amending the Federal Reserve Act that says no CBDCs. That simple. Now, because the Senate is going to be Republican controlled, I would anticipate that they're going to try to keep that in abeyance until the new Senate gets installed, and then we can see how the rhinos react. Because even if we have a majority of GOP in the Senate, it doesn't mean that the rhinos aren't going to turn around and side with the Democrats and Chucky and give them what they want. We know that the banking cartels own most of Congress. The only person that's been screaming that the Federal Reserve should be ended is Elon Musk. Jerome Powell, of course, says he's not going to, and he said Trump is not permitted to remove me. But Jay Powell might not have the last word on the matter. Senator Mike Lee posted, we should end the Fed because the executive branch should be under the direction of the president. Ex-CEO Musk quoted posted Lee's message and added the 100% emoji show of support. There is, of course, some legal gray area regarding what the president can or cannot do to replace a Fed chair. With many of his allies in favor, experts say Trump may pursue Powell's removal in a lawsuit that could reach the Supreme Court. But here's the thing. If they're going to end the Fed, see, I'm talking about inflation right now because this was the number one reason that people said no to Harris, including a lot of Democratic voters and a lot of independent voters. Trump has won all of the swing states because people are sick and tired of this garbage with going to the pump and being raped at the pump. And then they go to the grocery store, even Walmart, even to Wally World, where prices are supposed to be cheaper, and they're not. prices are up all over, and people are sick and tired of it. Now it's just a matter of where you're going to get the healthiest food, and I don't see anybody growing a victory garden right now, but we should be. Everybody should be growing their own veggies. Because, I mean, look at all the PFASs and all the chemicals that are invading our soils and our vegetables. And we have to wash all our vegetables thoroughly before we cook them and eat them because of all the garbage that's on them. I mean, you have to understand this whole system. This has been in play for decades, folks. Ever since Bayer, whatever they want to call them, Monsanto, created this garbage. And they're not the only ones. DuPont was involved. I mean, Alcoa was involved in polluting the soil, the fracking, all that's part of it. And we can sit there and say, yeah, but we need, we have enough gasoline, enough fuel oil, enough supply. When they reopen the Keystone Pipeline, we have enough supply to last this country at least 300 more years if everybody filled their tank up and ran it down and filled it up every day. We would have more than enough to last us 300 years through multiple generations before people could get their act together and come up with flying cars so we could all be like George Jetson. We are so far behind in solar right now, and in the technology, we're still having to improve on that. These all-electric cars or all-solar cars, we're not there yet. But you see, all this adds to inflation, and when you get the government out there borrowing money that we don't have, that it doesn't have, and they're borrowing from the banking cartels, the IMF and who all, you know, at the interest rates they are, and we're at a point right now where the debt ceiling is $35+ trillion, and it probably will grow at least another $2 trillion unless Elon Musk has something to do with it. And you see, even though the House is passing the CBDC thing, that's not the big concern. Inflation is still number one. People are sheltering their money in various places like Bitcoin, which soared to a record high above 81,000 on expectations that Trump is embracing crypto. Yeah. And we have pro-crypto candidates to Congress. Now, you watch how they do this, whether they, you know, put clamps down and control it. But you see, the next thing that they talked about here on townhall.com was immigration. And thank God Tom Homan's going to be back in the driver's seat. I'd like to get him back on the show again and have a little chat. Tom's been on my show before. And understand that Tom Homan is not going to fart around, as it were. No, he's going to get right to it. Come January 20th, once everybody gets installed into office, things are going to start getting shook up, and the federales, the troops, are going to be out there looking for illegal immigrants. They're going to start in the major cities, and they're going to start cleaning house and rounding up immigrants and putting them on buses. And you see, Trump did make us a promise. He was going to alleviate the country of this illegal immigration problem, no matter the cost. So here you got one president that didn't care about the cost, and he went out and just let he and his sidekick, who was running for president that lost, they just flooded the country with illegal immigrants thinking, here's what we're going to do. And then, of course, the GOP figured it out. The other side of the Uniparty figured it out. And they says, hey, we know what you're doing. You're trying to bring all these people in to make them legal voters and legal citizens without going through all the motions that the regular legal immigrants who came to this country and did everything the right way to get in. And what you're trying to do is you're trying to make them all legal voters right now so that you could stay in power. Well, that's not good. And you see, because they failed to control inflation because they got a Federal Reserve that basically they let them just do whatever they wanted and raise interest rates to keep you and me and the rest of America from going out and borrowing money, because that seems to be the way to do it. I mean, a lot of people have mortgages. What they don't realize is that Wall Street is controlling all that. What they don't realize is that not just the illegal immigrants competing for jobs and competing for housing, but see, the Fed has stifled, through its efforts to combat inflation, the Fed has stifled housing market and real estate. It's killed it. It's going to take at least a year for this thing to recover. I hate to say it. But I mean, I'm looking, unless you're desperate and you want to scale down and there's some, you know, rich person from California or some other blue state that's got all this money and they want to get out of there and they want to move to your locale. You know, whether they bring their ideology with them remains to be seen, but the reason they're leaving states like Minnesota and California is because they don't like the way the government conducts its business. Do you blame them? But the thing is that you don't go to a red state and sit there and try and, you know, invoke your ideology on them. So we got inflation, illegal immigration, and the fact that you got all these people up there in Washington, D.C., including Harris, that weren't listening to the voters. And that's the third reason why she lost. We'll be back with more news after these words. Stay with us.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
From the ranks of the disenfranchised, it's the government's worst nightmare. It's the Krieger Files.
Okay, here we are, rocking in the saddle, 18 minutes after the hour on this Veterans Day. Dave Krieger with you. Thanks so much for joining us. Miranda Devine, who writes for the Post, says liberal women are going on a sex strike and shaving their heads to punish men for voting for the Donald. Men, of course, are breathing a sigh of relief as this self-defeating gesture by the Trump deranged bodes well for natural selection, especially since conservative women are having more babies. But the joke is on the Trump-hating femmes, according to Miranda. It was supposed to be the gender gap election, which women would win for Democrats because more of them vote. But Kamala Brat Harris, according to Miranda, was banking on the sisters to make her the first female president in history, but that's not what happened. Women do historically vote Democrat, but this time Harris did worse with the female vote than both her Democratic predecessors. 5 points worse than Joe Biden, 3 points worse than Hillary. Trump beat Harris by 5 points with the largest female demographic, white women. Where do white women be at? Yeah, they're there. They increased his vote, Trump's vote, with young women by 7 points over his 2020 figures. A lot of women voted for Trump, who pulled off the best Republican result in decades despite being outspent 3-1 and being defamed as a Nazi and misogynist brute who wanted to control women whether they like it or not. And, of course, Joyless Reid, MSNBC anchor, went into a jihad against white women on election night. You see, this is the thing. And then The View, Sonny Hostin, blamed the loss on uneducated white women who voted against the reproductive health freedoms. Sonny Hostin, why don't you go have a vasectomy so we don't have to hear about this anymore? You see, this is what's going on. Right now, you're seeing the other side of the coin, you know, demonizing men who love their husbands. You know, women love their husbands. Demonizing those men who women love their husbands, sons, fathers, brothers, friends, was not a winning election strategy. Deeming masculinity as toxic, this was also bad. You can't go around doing that. Tampons in boys' bathrooms. You can't go around doing that. And then sit there and, you know, espouse hate. And now you see, you've got Kathy Griffin slamming Taylor Swift, you know, because haters gonna hate, 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 hate. Yeah, shake it off. I guess I could use that. Here's the thing, when you're talking about the population of the United States and how they're affected. What did the Biden administration think it was going to accomplish by importing 20 million illegal immigrants into this country, besides trying to maintain the status quo? In other words, the Democratic Party's continued existence. Again, the Uniparty is in D.C., and they're all encouraging Trump to put people in his cabinet that are all part of deep state, and some serious vetting is going to have to occur. I mean, real serious vetting. Because we can't have a repeat of history. They're either going to make this thing work or they're not. We have, as I said, until January 6th, And is there going to be a riot on Congress on January 6th by Antifa and all? And what's going to happen? Because of the fact that Biden and the powers that be that run in the DOJ right now are still in office, are they going to let them in to commit violence? Just open the doors like they did on J6? Because, see, one of the things that we do understand is that right now the transition team is working on at least, if not more, than 44 executive orders repealing what Biden did when he took office. They're also working on pardons for everybody that was at J6 that's been thrown into prison without trial or with trial, especially the woman who was just simply praying in the bathroom at the Capitol. And she got a bunch of, what, 35 months? Come on. These judges in D.C. are reckless. They don't care about the law. They have their own political agendas. They're just as bad as Congress. But you have to understand, when you go into the 10-square-mile area known as Washington, D.C., you are going into Washington, D.C., Inc. It's an incorporation. Contract law is Article 1. Does everybody understand what that means? Because if you don't, you need to go to the Constitution and look it up. Because Article 1, Section 10, Clause 1 of the Constitution says the obligation of a contract shall not be impaired. Now understand why our founding fathers put that all together. Because when you go into contract law, you move away from constitutional law. And then, of course, all the sovereigns go into an Article 1 court and says that the Constitution says I don't gotta. Uh-huh. Understand something. When you move out of the sovereign realm and you step into an Article 1 tribunal, the judges are going to look at you like you're some sort of idiot because you don't know the law. You can't separate the truth from fiction because nobody ever told you that Article 1 is what it is. It's contract law. And you better find a way to argue using the system's own tools or you're going to lose. That includes all you people are being foreclosed on. And that is a crisis situation. We have a crisis in this country because these big banks that have fooled all of you into signing off on mortgage contracts, Article 1 adhesion contracts, unilateral. They're all one-sided because you're going and you're begging for money so you can buy a house, right? I mean, you know, I understand the concept. You know, why not just get a 30-year fixed mortgage and you work all your life to pay on a mortgage? Well, what happens when you get behind? What happens when you lose your job? You know, you got a good job now, but what happens when the economy starts sucking wind? This is where we have an issue because now they're starting to do this because the economy, the blowback is so bad this next year is going to be hell on earth. People are trying to figure out where their next move is, what they're going to do. They're trying to make decisions about their futures. And the bigger part of the problem is when you've got this kind of conflict going on in the United States and people can't get their head together, don't you think these libtard women that Miranda Devine says are shaving their heads, don't you think they got to go to the grocery store and the gas pump too? I mean, look, if you want to have abortions, the right to abortions, look, just go get fixed, get a hysterectomy. Then we won't have to hear about it. Of course, you're not going to be able to have any kids anymore, but who cares? You didn't care. You know, reproductive rights is one thing. I get it. You have the right not to spread your legs, right? You have the right not to have sex before you're married. And you make a decision saying, look, we need to use the proverbial condom. We need to use that unless we want to get pregnant. You see what I mean? They can't make up their minds what they want. One day they want to go out and whore themselves out and commit fornication outside the word of God. And the next day, they want to go out and murder, you know, the unborn. We just want to have the rights over our own bodies. Yeah, I get it. You know, you'll answer to God. You won't answer to me. I don't particularly care. Trump's already said that the states have complete control of reproductive rights thanks to Roe v. Wade being overturned. But do the libtard women understand that? No. Maybe they should. White women that voted for Trump do. They understand, hey, look, I don't have to put out. I don't have to get pregnant out of wedlock. I don't have to go have sex before I get married and make a commitment to somebody I want to spend the rest of my life with. No, they don't need to do that. They can live by the word of God. You know, but hey, God's left a lot of the United States of America, folks. We're on a mission to try to bring people back into the fold here. We cannot allow these liberal thinking people to say it's just like Satan tempting Eve in the Garden of Eden. Ye shall not surely die. Yeah. Take unto yourself, honey. Look how wonderful masturbation is. See, you could do this yourself and pleasure yourself. You don't need Adam. Yeah. And Eve says to Adam, hey, look at this, man. We could do this to ourselves. We don't need, yeah. So, you know, you understand when you look at different interpretations of Genesis and the fallen from the Garden of Eden, because see, all of a sudden their eyes were opened and they were awake, and all of a sudden they were full of shame before they could walk around the Garden of Eden totally naked. And of course, you know, naked we came into the world, naked we will leave, right? You created from dust of the earth, dust you shall return. It's what you do on this earth that's going to make a big difference here, folks. And of course, now doctors have dropped a post-election COVID bombshell in a new peer-reviewed study, which has just called for a complete suspension of the COVID-19 jabs. It comes after authors of the study found a horrifying increased risk of what? Brain clots. They don't call it the clot shot for nothing. The study found brain clots are 112,000% more likely after COVID-19 jabs than flu jabs. Moreover, when compared to all vaccines combined, COVID shots are 20,700% more likely to cause brain clots. As such, the study's authors and other health experts demanded an immediate global moratorium on the use of COVID-19 jabs. They're not vaccines, folks. But see, you see how idiotic the American electorate was duped? The electorate was duped. I mean, Bernie Sanders is talking about 60% of the population. It was bigger than that. You're talking about the 220 million people that bought into the lie. So we need an immediate global moratorium, an absolute contraindication for women of reproductive age, because if you want to be sterilized and you got the jab, it's likely you're not going to have kids, and if you do, they'll be deformed. A full investigation into the alarming breach of safety thresholds and accountability from regulators and manufacturers for ignoring the risk. Well, the only way that's going to happen is if they repeal the PrEP Act. And that's another thing that I think that RFK Jr. Yes, Bobby, are you listening? I really think that you need to be paying very close attention to what we need to do to fix this, and that's get rid of the immunity of Big Pharma. That's the only way we're going to get any satisfaction is if they're held criminally liable and all of them are put in prison or even worse. Anyway, got a news break coming up. We'll be back on the other side to talk about some of the things that have been going on since the election. Stay with us.
Taking back America, one consumer at a time. It's the Krieger Files.
All right, here we are, 35 minutes after the hour. A big hoorah to all those Marines who served out there. Yeah, what did they used to say? The few, the proud, and the dead on the beach. I know. Hey, you guys, it was for all the right reasons, right? And Army Jeeps have no reverse gear. That, of course, was, you know, I was, for Veterans Day, I was actually going to play the Good Morning Vietnam, but I thought, nah, that might be a little too much. People might get jarred out of their seat. Yep. That's right. We didn't know why we were there, of course, you know, and everybody said, oh yeah, it was a bet. Somebody lost. And it's like, you know, all the conspiracy theories, whatever. Past is past. Now we have to move forward. Of course, there are people out there that are not going to let that happen. They're going to try to fight the move forward to try to return our nation to normalcy. Understand that we were talking about housing and foreclosure crisis and whatnot. The National Association of Realtors, who got egg on their face in a recent lawsuit that changed the way that you buy and sell homes, well, they decided they were going to examine home prices in America's 220 largest cities from 2021 through the third quarter of this year. That was the end, September, because you got October, November, December, that's your fourth quarter, right? So the end of September, the examination concluded. The data they got included median home prices and the market price change from the third quarter of 2023 to the third quarter of this year. Nationwide, home prices rose 3.1% in the third quarter to a median of $418,000. And the reason is low inventory is one of the factors keeping the prices up, and many American income continues to rise. Yeah, really? What about all the layoffs? I think NAR's living in a dream state here. Most of the really large increases came in small cities like Blacksburg, Virginia, up by 10% to 324,000 average. 10.1% in Columbia, Missouri, where they went up to 348,000. In Decatur, Illinois, they were up 10.9 to 142,000. In Norwich, Connecticut, they were up 10.6 to 400,000. But Florida, on the other hand, is tanking. Home prices are dropping in some Florida cities. Particularly true in cities hit by hurricanes are those with the real future threat. So you got destroyed homes, high insurance rates, years of rebuilding, storms becoming more violent and more frequent, and home prices going up. And you see, the thing is people start paying attention to this stuff, right? To what's going on in Florida? And you have a scenario, sad as it may be, you have a scenario where FEMA is going around assessing these homes in Florida that were damaged by these series of hurricanes. And if you had a Trump sign in your front yard, FEMA skipped over your house. Whoa, you didn't hear that? Oh, well, of course the mainstream media is not going to report it. I didn't hear townhall.com reporting it. And so DeSantis announced last Friday that he's ordered an investigation into FEMA relief workers neglecting storm-affected supporters of Trump while assessing damage from Hurricane Milton. And these are screenshots and internal messages published by the Daily Wire. A FEMA official instructed relief workers who were identifying residents eligible for federal aid in Lake Placid, both orally and via internal messages, it was best practice to avoid homes that had a Trump sign out in front. One image shows a relief worker uploading a photo of a property with a Trump flag with a note stating, "Trump sign, no entry per leadership." Other notes stated, "Per leadership, no stop, Trump flag, Trump sign, and Trump sign, no contact per leadership." Per leadership. Gee, who's in control of FEMA? Yeah, the Department of Homeland Security, right? And who's in charge of them? The president? See, they want to beat up anybody that's a Trump supporter. This is where the derangement syndrome goes, to the point where now relief workers reportedly have skipped at least 20 homes since late October in a district that voted 70% for Trump. And of course, the Epoch Times, who reported this, has not independently verified any of it. So why are they doing this? Well, because DeSantis heard about it and responded and said that this FEMA supervisor's message is blatant weaponization of the government by partisan activists in the federal bureaucracy. Well, of course it is. Nothing is going to happen until after January 20. You know, so what? New leadership's on the way in D.C. He said, "I'm optimistic these partisan bureaucrats will be fired." Well, you got that right. As Lynyrd Skynyrd would say, you show got that right. Yeah. Understand how, you know, FEMA's not going to tell you anything if you're a news outlet. You know, you might as well save your breath. Wait, you're wasting your time trying to get anything out of FEMA right now. I mean, Biden's sashaying around on the beach as long as he didn't fall over. And see, he's supposed to be in charge of this thing, as is Harris, but neither one of them are in charge anymore because they know they're on their way out the door. So why bother? The only thing they want to do is send another $60 billion to Ukraine. At our expense, of course. Why do we need to put up with that? I mean, see, this is the thing. We got the Trump haters out there. Anybody that voted for Trump, they hate you. They're going to continue to hate you no matter what, because they're all on this agenda to hate. And see, that contradicts what the Bible said, and the churches should be rising up saying, hey, look, we need to stop this, folks. It doesn't matter how you voted. The fact is you voted. You made your voices heard. It's just that the majority were in favor of making sure the Constitution was upheld. But see, we're also living in an Article I society. Everybody's out there working out contracts. Huh? They're signing contracts. And there's some interesting things when it comes to your constitutional rights about the Second Amendment. On April 28, 2023, Colorado Governor Jared Polis signed a law, duly enacted by the Colorado General Assembly, that established 21 as the minimum age for the sale and purchase of guns in Colorado. The law was supposed to take effect on August 7th of last year. The plaintiffs, two Coloradans, and a firearms advocacy group filed suit in federal court and moved for an injunction. And without a hearing on August 7th, the day the law was to take effect, the district court granted the plaintiff's motion and enjoined enforcement of the law, thus stopping the law from taking effect. On behalf of the people of Colorado, Governor Jared Polis timely appealed, and the court took jurisdiction. And when it did, it reversed the district court's order and remanded with instructions to dissolve the injunction, which means the law is now in effect. This is a law that says that unless you're 21, you can't buy a gun. Or you can't sell a gun. Okay, do you understand that? Now here we have, at 18, the federal government says you must register for selective service. And if we decide to reinstate the draft, which of course Trump doesn't want to do, but Biden, I wouldn't put it past him. But if we're going to reinstate the draft, then you're of age 18, you're the age of majority, and you're going to be drafted if we pull your number, and you're going to be singing the Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy of Company B, because it's going to happen, and you're going to have to go to basic training where you're 18 years old, and they're going to hand you an automatic weapon, an M16, and they're going to teach you how to fire it. Shoot that weapon, and you don't dare call it a gun. You call it a gun, they're going to have you running around the barracks with your M16 out in front of you yelling, this is my weapon, this is my gun, this is for shooting, this is for fun. Don't think I don't know it, because I was in just like you were. You saw them do that to people. If you're a veteran, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Takes me back to my days of basic training at Fort Ord, which is now closed due to chemical contamination. Thank you very much. So the bigger problem is that if their age of majority is 18 and they allow them to be drafted and to possess a weapon, these people that are possessing these weapons at the age of 18 in the military perfectly understand what they're to be used for. So why the people of Colorado? Well, you know, that's the gun nuts, the gun control nuts, all saying, hey, we can't let 8 to 18-year-olds are not responsible, whether responsible enough to be drafted. Oh, don't think that law's not going to be challenged all the way to the Supreme Court, because it will. A U.S. District Court judge, in the meantime, has permanently enjoined the state of Illinois from enforcing PICA, Protecting Illinois Communities Act, on the banning certain types of semi-automatic rifles and so-called high-capacity magazines. The order was stayed, the PICA law. He said it was unconstitutional under the Second Amendment, according to Judge Stephen McGlynn of the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Illinois. It was unconstitutional under the Second Amendment to the United States Constitution as applied to the states by the 14th Amendment. And he stayed the order for 30 days. Of course, the Illinois Attorney General, Kwame Raoul, oh, there's one, it's going to appeal the ruling. So the Protect Illinois Communities Act remains in effect for the next 30 days while they challenge the constitutionality of it in the New York State versus Bruin. Boy, you gotta love this. We're talking about the Rifle Association, okay?
Molesting your earballs one more time. It's the Krieger Files with your host, Dave Krieger.
Okay, we're back. 12 minutes to the hour here. Wanted to let you know, you know, see, here's a conflict we have about, you know, Colorado and this gun law. Oh, you can't buy or sell a gun unless you're 21 years of age, but yet you can be drafted at 18. Some of these things just don't make sense. But moving along on that thought, and I'm talking about Colorado, the one thing that Coloradans did do is they basically were voting. There was a constitutional amendment revoking the right for people charged with first-degree murder to be eligible for bail. They passed that. 70% of the voters were in favor of Amendment 1, which revokes the right to bail from people charged with first-degree murder. Well, that was interesting. Glad they did that. But see, something else was going on in Colorado that we need to be very, very well aware of. Because we can't, just because Trump got an, is the president-elect doesn't mean that we have to quit paying attention to what's going on behind the scenes. We need to be more vigilant now than ever. Classic example. I got two of them for you in this time we have remaining. Two women, including a United States Postal Service worker, were arrested in Colorado's Mesa County for allegedly stealing mail-in ballots and forging votes in an attempt to test the voting signature verification system, according to officials in an affidavit. Investigators from Colorado's 21st Judicial District Attorney's Office made two arrests on November 6th. And, of course, these arrests were made based on the investigation that began after reports of unreceived ballots being fraudulently submitted were made by election staff, and Vicki Stewart and Sally Maxedon were taken into custody, charged with identity theft, attempting to influence a public service servant, forgery and whatnot, according to arrest affidavit. He said the chief investigator, James Cannon, wrote in the affidavit, the investigation began after Mesa County election staff received reports of rejected ballots due to signature discrepancies. The affected voters claimed they had never gotten their ballots, prompting suspicions of mail theft and forgery. You see something, say something, and people did. The ballots in question had been mailed from the Mesa County Clerk's Office October 11th and were intended for delivery in a specific neighborhood serviced by the USPS. However, several voters in that area reported their ballots never were received, and even though Mesa County's election system flagged them as submitted. Ooh. The forged signatures, according to investigators, on the returned ballots were significantly different from the authentic ones on file. Further investigation revealed that the stolen ballots originated from at least two different USPS mailboxes in the same subdivision. There were no signs of forced entry, which means somebody had to have authorized access, such as a postal worker, and they may have intercepted the mail. Vicki Stewart, a USPS mail carrier, had substituted for the regular carrier on the route where the missing ballots were reported. The investigators went right to her. And then she turned around, she'd been in possession of several envelopes that were later identified as stolen. And Maxedon, the other one they arrested, admitted to forging the ballots with Stewart's help. So the two of them are going to go down for that. See, this is just one thing that people need to be aware of. This is allegedly what happened, and these two women are going to trial. I don't see a positive outcome for them. There was a voting malfunction highlighting Harris's name with Trump's selection, according to a Kentucky county clerk. Footage showing a Kentuckian attempting to vote for Trump, but having her selection switched to a vote for Harris went viral, prompting concerns about the possible vote rigging as well. About potentially deceptive video edits, with some partisans prematurely concluding this never happened. This happened in Laurel County, Kentucky. Apparent malfunction reported at the courthouse annex in London, Kentucky could not be recreated, but later confirmed the video was in fact genuine and the glitch was replicable, which means it could happen over and over again. Folks, we need to fix this. We need to be very much aware of what was going on. And we need to fix it. We cannot allow this to continue. If the Republicans are going to gain any ground and make this country right again. See, we have to right wrongs, okay? It doesn't matter what Bernie Sanders has to say, calling for major changes in the Democrat Party. You know what really gets me about this blowhard? And he is a blowhard. The problem with Bernie Sanders is he's an independent. But he acts like a Marxist, like a socialist. I think, Bernie, you would serve well in the Politburo over in Moscow. Because everybody there thinks the same way. For each according to his ability, to each according to his needs. This is part of the plank of the Communist Manifesto. Bernie, you're an idiot. You really need to leave. I think you're losing your marbles, Bernie. I think you and Biden are in the same league. You both need to go check yourself into a nut house. There's a real problem with Mr. Sanders, sitting there talking to the Democratic Party. Buddy, you got a lot of nerve, you know that? You're a politician. You're part of the uniparty system up there that's created all these problems for Americans. You just want to spend money like a drunken sailor in a strip club. You're just as bad as the rest of the people you're sitting there trying to chide and tell them that they need to change their ways. How about you change yours, Bernie? Take the speck out of your own eye before you take it out of your brother's, huh? Yeah, you got to have a little bit of that. We all have to have a little bit of that, right? So you have so many of these issues out there, and people are worried about their health. People are worried about the who's going to take over in the Trump administration. Well, Bobby Kennedy's going to have a big play in that. I mean, we're talking about possibly the secretary of the HHS or head of a sub-agency somewhere. But I'll tell you what, Kennedy will make his feelings very much known, because we cannot have a chronic disease epidemic come back into play again, because you saw what happened the first time. And this was, you know, the flu went away and it was replaced by COVID. Two-thirds of America got scared, all ran in their house, all went into the grocery store when they heard it was happening. They were walking out with, you know, rolls and rolls and rolls and boxes of paper products, toilet paper, paper towels, paper plates, everything. Oh, my God, the world's coming to an end. Well, you know what, folks? All this garbage that's going on with the political right now about better stock up on stuff because you just never know. Well, prepping is one thing, but fear-mongering, you guys need to stop that. Now, if for some reason, and this is why Trump needs to be very careful, because even if, you know, Kennedy goes out there and he tries to help the situation along by preventing the same crap that happened in 2020 from happening again, and even if, you know, Trump is going to announce Susie Wiles as chief of staff, that means it's going to be very difficult to get to Trump, because she's going to be able to vet everybody and anything. Susie, I hate to say this, but I really think, despite your past, which I've read about, you need to make sure that President Trump stays safe all the way up until J20. J20 is when he gets sworn in. He's got to stay healthy and alive, and Secret Service needs to be beefed up, because there are people out there that still have murder in their hearts. They still have Trump derangement syndrome, and he needs to be careful. Trump needs to be careful. We need to downplay all of the pomp and circumstance until after the swearing-in ceremony, and even after that. Every move you make is going to be criticized, Mr. President-elect. It's going to be criticized by everybody and their brother out there that has an axe to grind. Oh, by the way, Sebastian Gorka has set up a GoFundMe account, and he's offered to pay for an economy ticket for Beyonce to either be flown to Somalia or Venezuela, so you can get a real taste of that, huh? You see, the hating and the, you know, you want to right a wrong, I get it. But, you know, again, Bette Midler is not going to drink a can of Drano. Cher and Barbara Streisand are not going to leave the country. I don't care how many people got online and were looking for places to move to in Canada. Really, their situation's worse than it is here in the United States. Ask anybody from Canada, they'll tell you. I mean, you have no rights. And then if you dare say anything about, you know, trans this or trans that, well, Pierre Trudeau will have you in leg irons. So you see, over there, they've restricted, in Canada, they've restricted your freedom to speak. And despite the fact that Arizonans have approved that all illegal immigrants can be removed from their state by the police, you know, we have that mess to contend with. And I can tell you right now, this is what they need to be focused on in the new administration. This stuff needs to be kept under wraps. Stop broadcasting what you're going to do right now and just go do it. So we can have our little Gomer moment, okay? Surprise, surprise, surprise. Yeah. Yeah. Have our little Gomer moment. So we know that the other side already hates you, Mr. President, and they tried to vote Harris in so they could have four more years of the same nonsense, because apparently they don't care whether we have 40 million illegal immigrants taking their jobs and destroying the economy, because, see, it hasn't showed up on their front porch yet. But you see, it will if we don't stop it. If we don't send the criminals back to whence they came, it will happen in this country in the worst way. And I hate to say this, because I don't want to see this massive roundup like a big dragnet, snagging Americans into this. Because, you know, you look foreign, so let's seize you and see whether you're foreign or not. See, that's what I'm afraid of, is when they go out trying to enforce deportation on a mass scale, that some people that are actually legal citizens of this country are going to get caught up in the dragnet. Yeah, we can't have that either, folks. Got to be careful here. We'll be back tomorrow with our Tuesday edition here of the Krieger Files. In the meantime, celebrate Veterans Day if you would. Be kind to people. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. Hoorah!